lying, asleep, alone, afraid, awake, asleep again. Sore and exhausted, locked in isolation. I knew that I should pray, but life's a day inside a week, inside a year that leaks into an eon that bleeds into eternity. That seems too far away for me to see the urgency. In my mind, I see myself interceding fervently, bleeding currency, and leading perfectly with Jesus urging me. His speech is purging me of my many sins. In a world where on the surface it seems the enemy wins, where love is hated and hate is loved with the passion of lust and greed burns, to sweep the bodies of the unborn under the rug like side effects. And no nation is as free as this, another one of our many weaknesses. These dismembered fetuses, every bloody one of them a reminder of a one-night stand that never should have been. Afterthoughts, guilty pleasures, quickly remedied problems of blood crying out for justice. From underneath the earth's crust as the rapist escapes with a meaningless slap on the wrist, and those of the victims bleed in the dust. Across the ocean a cloud is forming, death's shroud is forming, it's a crowd of locusts swarming. Thunder rolling as darkness blankets the cities, politicians, pimps, and philosophers stand at a loss for words, fire catches flesh of church gossipers and police officers. Well, long forgotten words on Bible pages read, revenge is mine and I will pay. But no man knows the time of day, but I'm afraid the time is today. This whole life I lived was a lie. I try to pray, but I'm not even sure just how to address a God whom only moments ago I'd written off as foolishness. And outside I can hear the screams. I would shut the door and just pretend that it's all a dream. But out the window I can see the sky turn red as they call a solemn assembly. They're all falling and trembling. Oh Father, forgive me if I can even call you Father, seeing as I never really believed. If I had, I would have done everything differently. My 15-year-old boy is screaming at me, asking, remember hearing how God gave his only son to save us from the wrath to come? And so I asked my son, forgive me for the past I've run. I'm sorry.
Everything, there's a
room with the window shut, when I heard a trumpet blast that woke me up, and I felt my spirit step out of time and space, like breaking out of prison, leaving gravity and weight. My face felt the cool breeze as I flew east above rooftops and city blocks, alive like never before, no longer trapped in my old body of sin, overpowered by the presence of him, but terrified when I saw the row of seraphim. And as I stare at them, I finally begin to grasp the magnitude of what has come to pass. The end of history, the end of war, the end of cities, the end of restaurants and stores. Everything is gone that was important before. No more society, no more rich, no more poor. No more television, video games, or man-made amusement. No more radio music. It all seems so foolish now. And all I can do is bow. I see Jesus seated with a throne and crown. And it's different than I ever imagined. I can't stand it. So I fall on my face, all my hopes and dreams, friend, to see you, my savior. I waited my whole life for this. My only regret, I wish I'd done more and ignored those who called me a fanatic. Babylon is falling, they're all thrown into a panic.